Did you see that game last night? Ramirez's catch? Or like, you know, Thursday's game, Kerry Wood catching the ball behind his back. Did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see it? Wasn't that something? I know that hurricanes, campaigns, insurgencies, and intrigues are the real news that's swirling through our world. But we are into that time of year when I pay an obedient glance to the bold-faced headlines on the front page, then turn to sports. The news catches up with us, but finding the late scores from last night's games a bit like waking up each day to the next installment in a serial mystery. I had the pleasure this week of spending a day and a half in the company of several retired baseball players. We were taping a special for ESPN, mock trial that purports to determine whether the Boston Red Sox or the Chicago Cubs have labored under the worst curse. The former ballplayers were old Cub pitchers Rick Sutcliffe and Phil Regan, and Bill Lee and Louis Tiant from the Red Sox. Alan Dershowitz presented the case for the Red Sox. Can anything make Alan Dershowitz seem shy and humble? Yes, meeting Louis Tiant. I was struck by the simple gentlemanliness of retired ballplayers. Big men straining the chests of their silk suits, stooping down to grin gently at children. They flash indulgent smiles at we fans as we tell them where we were when Carlton Fisk danced on his toes to keep his home run fair, or when Leon Durham watched a ground ball gamble through his legs. All of the old pitchers are funny, gracious men who played before baseball salaries became as huge as battleships. Phil Regan said he recently found one of his first Major League monthly pay stubs. It was for $428 after taxes. They've all had to go on to other careers in coaching, broadcasting, and business. They scarcely live on past glories, but the former pitchers carry themselves with respect for what they mean to fans, and in so doing they lend some dignity to those of us who can only watch them from bleachers, bars, and living rooms. This week, Texas Rangers pitcher Frank Francisco was suspended for the rest of the season for throwing a folding chair into a clump of Oakland A's fans who he says were heckling him abusively. The chair broke a woman's nose. The retired pitchers all said the incident was terrible. They also recalled that players can feel threatened by abusive fans behind them. Rick Sutcliffe said, "I try to remember that fans can feel even more frustrated than players. We'll all have other games, even other teams, but fans are hitched to the same teams their whole lives. I try always to remember, there's no play without the audience."